commentary on the messages of the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei.
Brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Mudarrisi, and we shall now examine more closely the message delivered by our leader, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei, on the occasion of the 37th anniversary of the demise of the founder of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, and the anniversary of Eid Ghadir. In another part of the beginning part of this message, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Khamenei says that the resounding voice of his powerful presence is no longer heard at the shrine of Imam Khomeini, and while carrying an emotional dimension, also conveys the message that the martyred leader is now in the divine banquet with the martyrdom understood as the ultimate spiritual attainment. But he says that his words and writings as a lasting intellectual legacy remain present and influential, much as he himself remains symbolically present. So this is the narrative that Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei is creating, the narrative of the martyred leader's presence and his words and writings. And of course, when he says this and connects this to the concept of wilaya, it actually creating the theory of continuity of wilaya, of the infallible imams. The supreme leader, by referring to the continuous wilaya and imama of the infallible ones, peace be upon them, he actually says this, quote, extends this concept beyond Imam Ali alayhi salam. Why? To encompass the entire chain of imama. Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Khamenei subsequently presents wilayat faqih, or the guardianship of the jurist, as a continuation of that same system. In effect, an analysis of the message reveals a comprehensive and precise politico-theological theory. What is this theory? From Saqifa to Ghadir, from Imama to Wilayat Faqih, and from martyrdom of our late leader to the continuation of the same line of Wilayah. In conclusion, we can say that this section of the message can be analyzed at four different levels. In the first level, what Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Khamenei does is that he is reconceptualizing Eid al-Ghadir as the celebration of divine sovereignty over society. The second layer, or the second level, is the symbolic historical narrative building through the convergence of three commemorative occasions to construct a narrative of resistance. The third level is extending the model of imama across generations from Imam Ali alayhi salam to Imam Khomeini and Ayatollah Khamenei, martyred Sayyid Ali Khamenei. And the fourth level is the consolation and hope. Despite the physical absence of the martyred leader, this message by Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Khamenei is giving us hope that his intellectual legacy is alive and remains with us. So, that is why in a single formulation, the Supreme Leader's message seeks to preserve wilaya as that important thread connecting the identity of Shiism, the Islamic Revolution, and the future of the Islamic system, while transforming this year's Eid al-Ghadir into a pivotal moment for renewing the covenant with that golden chain of wilaya. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for me through all.